Okay, I'm here with Chris and Jamie from Primitai. Hi guys, how are you doing?
Yeah, all right, thank you.
Sorry, Christopher. Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Okay, so what's going on at the moment with the band? Can you tell me?
Well, we're just gearing up to release a new album. We've got Rise Again, which is going to be a new album coming out in October. We got a new single out, came out last week, Fortune Favors the Brave. We're released for a free download, which you can get from our Noise Tray page, noisetray.com/Primitai. Other than that, should have a new single coming out soon, Scream When You See Us, which is going to be the main single off the album.
And we feature a secret someone, which we can't say just yet.
Guest star on it.
And, can you give us a clue?
Give you a clue? He's more famous than we are, shall we say. There we go.
Can't this be a bit more...
vocalist.
A bit more cryptic.
He's a guitarist.
He's in a very famous metal band.
Right. Yeah. Possibly one of the biggest. We can't say anymore.
I made it.
Neither confirm nor deny.
Right, then, so when's that out then? When we're going to find out the secret?
Scream When You See Us, the single, will be out middle of September, so around then. And you'll find out who it is. And there'll be a new music video coming out probably a couple of weeks after the single. And
sounds interesting, right? Okay, that's one to look out for. So what else has been going on? Are you doing any touring? Have you done any shows?
Well, we've been doing a couple of shows, but we're kind of waiting for the album to come out, and then we're going to basically start gigging our asses off to try and get as many tours as we can as possible. We recently did a tour with Grand Magus all the way through, February and start of March this year, which was awesome.
Where was that then?
Just around the UK, so we did all the UK and Ireland and all that. But it was great. Decent bunch of blokes. The crowds were fucking amazing, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
And couldn't really ask for anyone better to tour with than them, you know. Cool.
Just got to get all this preparation work out of the way for the new album, and then hopefully Factory Music can set us up with a few tours and some support slots and stuff. And maybe next year could be our mini break that we've been needing. Yeah. So see what happens. Played here three times before. It's almost, should I be saying that, two times?
Two times. memorable there.
Sorry, I thought it was three times. We've been really busy, boys. two times before, and they're both consecutive years, actually, weren't they?
2011, 2012.
So we're taking a break out this year, and hopefully next year we'll come back and... Yeah, do a couple more festivals other than this, but this has got to be our main, because so far so good. So, I mean, the crowd's been brilliant, really good reviews, so I think this is where our heart lies in terms of festivals so far. That and High Voltage, but High Voltage has ceased, so...
Yes.
Fortunately so.
But this is a great one, and it's so busy this year, it seems a lot busier than last year.
It's fantastic, and the best thing about Bloodsucker is you walk around and just... Compared to other festivals, and probably because they're bigger, but also because they have, a lot of real diverse kinds of music. Because, Bloodstock purely goes for the metal. You walk around and everyone's your mate. I haven't met a single person this whole weekend that I didn't get on with. And, I'm happily buying drinks for people I haven't even met before and all this kind of stuff. And it's,
How's it compare? Have you played any abroad? Any festivals?
No festivals abroad yet, but hopefully this next album might venture us out there. If not, the next album after that might just push us out there. But I'm hoping this album's our key to break Europe a bit.
Yeah. We'd love to do things like Wacken and Grass Pop and all those ones. Wacken especially is just... Oh, I can't even imagine what it's like over there, you know?
Fingers crossed for you, then.
Cheers.
So, how does all the writing process work for you? Do you all get together and write together when you write your music?
Writing's a difficult one, because what you hear with most bands, they get together and write all together. It's almost a bit segregated in that department. The guitarist, myself, the bassist, would go away, write a couple of ideas up, come together, send them to Chris. Chris will write his drums, and then we'll mass email it out to all of us to see whether we like them and stuff like that. So in terms of writing, it's very it's almost a very personal touch, like from each member, and then Chris puts his part on it, which is, well, he gets more writing more than anyone else. So, but yeah, it's I think it's always worked that way. I mean, we used to, like back in the heyday, we used to get into a little smoke-filled garage and just literally just sit three of us together, all writing, coming up with ideas and things like that. But them days are gone. It's more, well, the more you grow up, the more you want to be at home. And that sounds sad, doesn't it? But yeah, just write at home, email Chris over the tracks, and if not, go round to his and record. And yeah, I mean, we've got well, we've been jamming out some new ideas for the fifth album already, but that's a mile away. But I shouldn't be promoting that yet. But it's yeah, the writing process is very it's a very personal touch more than anything else.
I mean, I think the thing is like, instead of all sitting together in a room and just basically jamming out a track for 10 hours until it's ready, someone will go away, come up with a wicked riff or something like that, and just send it over. And we'll be passing this back and forwards for, you know, maybe a month or so. And then we pretty much just leave it and sit on it. You know, keep listening to it every now and again, every couple of weeks or something like that. So when, you know, because, not being funny, I mean, we're starting to write for the next album before this one's even being released. But that means that when we do come to actually get to the recording phase, we've listened to it so many times that we have so many different ideas from each different band member, how we can change the song and make it better and do all this kind of new stuff that we wouldn't have ever thought about at the time of writing, you know, the initial track.
Something we've never really done before either, really, is it?
Yeah.
Like, with the new lineup, it's almost changed a bit, like, in terms of putting ideas forward and like writing. I mean, like now our bassist right around Chris's, as before, we would like record around Nick's house, and it was on this really awful like five track MIDI machine. It's so bad, and you're limited to what you could do. So you'd have a song which sounds all right, but if you record it around Chris's, it'll sound like a number one or something like that. So
that's a producer extraordinaire, Chris Chilcott, right there.
But the way it is now, I think it's at its best. I mean, if you had to stick all three guitarists and bass players in the room and like say, look, write a song, it'd be interesting to find out what would come out of it, but I don't know what would. And I can't honestly say I'd be confident in saying it would be a positive thing either. But as three individuals, and like Nick, the ex-guitarist, he still has quite a heavy part in writing as well. So being left to your own device is a good thing. And not only that, you can take criticism at a later date. So, yeah.
Sounds great. So back to Bloodstock. Is there any bands you're going to catch today while you're here?
Sabaton. That is the main band for me this whole weekend. I've been waiting years to see Sabaton. No, I haven't seen them before. And I know they've got a new lineup, so I'm going to be pretty excited about that. But definitely Sabaton.
3 inches, saw a bit 3 inches earlier.
Yeah, they sounded great.
I'd have loved to have seen Hell, although they're playing right now. That's not your fault, sorry. I came across
now.
A bit bad actually, didn't it? Sorry.
And definitely Lamb of God as well. I mean,
that'd be amazing, yeah.
Chris Adler's a massive influence on me, and especially with this being what? I know it's not their first proper show back in the UK. They did one a couple of nights ago, but the first like festival show back in the UK since the whole incident. The feel in the crowd is just going to be electric when you get out there. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for your time, guys.
Thank you.
Everything.
Thank you.
Okay.